Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The late Clyde McDowell told the story of a man who came to visit an old friend, a music teacher. As the man entered the studio, he asked, "What's the good news today?" The old teacher said nothing for a moment, then stood up and slowly walked across the room. He picked up a tuning fork and struck it a sharp blow. As the melodic sound filled the room, he said, "That is A. It is A today, it was A 5,000 years ago, and it will be A 10,000 years from now." The soprano upstairs sings off key. The tenor across the hall flats on his high notes, and the piano downstairs is out of tune. He struck the note again and said, "That is A, my friend, and that is the good news for today." I smile as I share this with you. Obviously, the old music teacher was a narrow-minded bigot, right? He insists that A is A, neither more nor less. And by that perfect pitch, he judges who is flat or sharp. No, he's not a bigot. He simply knows the truth. When a world is hopelessly out of tune, the person who knows what a true A is seems to be out of step with society, not quite plugged into the current. Have you discovered it is intellectually acceptable to pursue the truth as long as you don't find it? But once you say, "This is it," you've become a bigot, a narrow-minded exclusivist to those around you. Do you remember the conversation which once took place between Jesus Christ and Pilate in a Roman court long ago? "What is truth?" Jesus was asked. "Yes, what is it?" In a discussion with his disciples, Jesus said, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." For Jesus Christ, it was simple. Truth was God's revelation of himself to us. And what God told us about our lives, ourselves, our relationships, and the boundaries of these relationships was true. The New Testament writers were convinced God had revealed his truth through his Son and through the revelation of himself, which we call the Bible. Hebrews 1 says, "In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in different ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe." Years ago, Jane Fonda and the Archbishop of Canterbury were having a conversation. The cleric chided Fonda, saying, "Jesus is the Son of God, you know." She retorted, "Maybe he is for you, but he's not for me." "Well," said the Archbishop, "either he is or he isn't." But since then, Jane Fonda, to the great surprise of many and the chagrin of others, has changed her mind. I believe she would now agree with the Archbishop. The issue is really quite clear. Either there is truth or there is not. Either the note A is true, or those who sing flat are just as right as those whose pitch is perfect. Ah, if you're still with me, you may be saying, "You make it pretty black and white." No, not really. I've just told you how God made it. Unfortunately, truth to him, final truth, doesn't come in pastels or in different shades of gray. It has an abrupt edge to it. He never says, "Well, maybe it could be this or possibly that. However, you see, it's a judgment call."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.